Gambling News Brief by CasinoReviews.net. Here are today's top stories. Economic concerns spell end for Jackson Casino bill in Mississippi. Casino lovers in Mississippi will be disappointed to learn that Republican representatives have opted not to put forward a bill that would have permitted the opening of a casino in Jackson due to lack of support for the bill. Committee Chair Trey Lamar said that Republican representatives have since discussed the bill privately and reached the conclusion that it wouldn't garner enough support to pass. However, Lamar did say that there is still hope for a casino in Jackson. At present, Mississippi only allows commercial brick-and-mortar casinos to be built on the Gulf Coast or along the banks of the Mississippi River. Alwyn announces new accordion facility to fund acquisition. Alwyn, the global lottery operator, has announced it has arranged a 500 million euros accordion facility with a group of international banks. The operator has outlined that some of the funding will go towards its purchase of Instant Win Gaming, IWG. Under terms of the accordion facility, the 500 million euros will be part of a six-year agreement, with a portion of the money earmarked to repay debt and other corporate expenses. The syndicate of banks involved includes several existing lenders and some new lenders. New Jersey senator wants to increase iGaming tax rate. A New Jersey senator has tabled a bill, S3064, that would significantly increase the state's cut from online casinos and sports betting. This proposal aims to raise the current tax rates, sitting at 17.4% and 14.25%, to a uniform 30%. Potentially, this could generate hundreds of millions more dollars for the state's treasury. Senator John F. McKeon's bill is still in its early stages. It hasn't been assigned to a committee yet and hasn't undergone a review by the relevant state office. Maryland iGaming bill given quick peek by the Senate. Maryland lawmakers convened on Tuesday to scrutinize an online casino bill, but only gave it a cursory review. The proposal, which seeks to expand online gambling within the state, has ignited both curiosity and skepticism among legislators. Online casino gaming has become a hot topic in, with states across the nation grappling with the balance between economic gains and social responsibility. Maryland is navigating this delicate terrain. The allure of increased tax revenue and job creation clashes with concerns about addiction and the impact on existing brick-and-mortar casinos. Borgata Hotel Casino appoints Nicholas Ritterstrom as new president. MGM Resorts International has appointed Nicholas Ritterstrom, a long-standing executive, as the president and chief operating officer of Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa in Atlantic City. Ritterstrom takes over from Travis Lunn, who has previously announced his move back to Las Vegas to assume the role of president and COO at Mandalay Bay and Luxor, both under the ownership of MGM Resorts International. In his new role, he will be responsible for managing the day-to-day operations and setting strategic goals for the casino. For a more in-depth look at what is going on in the world of gambling and casinos, be sure to check out the full story articles at CasinoReviews.net.